This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We take a walk.
La-da-da-da.
The sun is shining down.
Boo-boo-boo.
Burns my feet as I touch the ground.
Jennifer Horn is here along. This is a newsflash. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Ken Kessler is flashing just in general around San Diego.
Listen.
Good morning to you and yours. If you're listening in the morning, that's swell. If you're listening in the evening, that's also okay. Hi to our friends in Guam. What in the world happened yesterday? 7.1 earthquake. Anybody listening to K57 wants to report on the aftermath of that earthquake, 7.1
really?
On the Richter scale, just a little to the west of Guam. Must have been pretty messy. What do you have to say? 888-302-3684. Anybody who has more details on that, other than it was sketchy at best, from what I could see.
Question?
What's the question?
The question is this. Have you noticed a decline in foreign news, unless it's involving, of course, ISIS or Russia, the Ukraine? Because
That's not even foreign news. Guam is a U.S. protectorate.
Well, I know, but you didn't even hear about Guam. Here's my point. Cabo, you know, they had that hurricane. Haven't heard much about it after the hurricane passed through. Do you know that the airport is still closed down? A lot of people are stuck there. The roof was blown off the earthquake.
Well,
like, many of the hotels are underwater. What
it speaks to is the malaise among the media, the news media.
They get stuck on a story. They are so focused on this NFL and stuff story.
And so we fall into that. I usually don't let myself get trapped. One of the big demonstrations of this also, Jennifer, thank you for bringing it up, is the situation in Scotland. The fact that we have had, up until last week, I think I was the, and I don't mean this to sound like, oh, Doug's a big, tough, strong, intelligent guy. I'm not bringing it up. But I do have an observational quotient. Meredith's looking at me and smiling. What is that?
I just laughed a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer's laughing. Thank you very much. The essence of what happens here, I find myself, and I don't, again, mean this to sound like a braggadocious, but I'm a curious sort, and I have a brain. And I always, kind of when I nose around, don't want to look for what everybody else is looking for. I want to look at a different side if I can find it. And this Scotland thing is really a terrific example of what Jennifer just said.
Yeah, this could
no
be scary.
No one has paid any attention to this whatsoever. That makes and you don't understand what this does to American relations.
It doesn't affect us. It's just Scotland, right?
This is part of the dumbing down of America. American education in terms of history, geography, the literal lay of the land is so bad.
The world economy.
Yeah.
Could be greatly affected
by
this vote.
Yeah. Well, there are a number of things that are going on. The world economy could be affected if this Ebola thing gets out of control. But there's the good news here is as Scotland goes through this vote, always like to see this, 97%, it's estimated at the moment, that during the course of the day today, the polls will close. They're 5 hours ahead of us. It's noontime there, so they've got another 7-8 hours to be voting. 97% of those eligible have registered to vote in today's referendum on independence from Britain. It's very important. It's extraordinarily important, as Richie was just saying, not only to them, but to the rest of the world, because there is a the Scottish have control on the coast, the northern coast of Scotland, lots of oil reserves, and there are four nuclear submarine bases that the British obviously run because it's part of the UK, and if they are part of the UK, then they won't have access, and a lot of people think that that's a very important access to have for what if circumstances that are sort of what if-ish. At any rate, the results will not be in until tomorrow at this time. It'll be very interesting to see how it shakes out, but
it looks economically, like it's a close vote. They can't call it yet.
Yeah, well, they can't call it because they've just started voting.
Even with the polls.
With the polls, yeah. Right. At any rate, that's something that you ought to know more about. Here's a story about, speaking of things that aren't being reported particularly well anymore, Jennifer, story of what's going on in Ukraine. The leader of the Ukraine is here in our country today, Mr. Poroshenko, meeting with Mr. Obama to seek more economic aid, more military aid. You know, I was thinking, as I saw that for the first time a couple of hours ago, here we have all this military hardware that we're giving to school police. Man, this since this became a part of I don't know what the news media has done with this in L.A., Jennifer, but this is sorely needed. And I'm sorry about Ferguson, but I'm thankful also. It's kind of like Snowden. Snowden, we don't like him, but we thank him for his service in bringing our attention around to the abuses that the government continues to perpetrate on us. And here's another abuse. You are paying for things that are not necessary over and over and over again. The Pentagon has a $700 billion budget. They can't possibly spend all that money on things that would be useful. But because, as Richie is happy to explain from time to time, if you don't spend every penny that's in the budget, this is the sickness. There's no budget.
I have friends who go through the spending at the end of the quarter where they have to go out and spend every last nickel or else they will not get the money again.
Yeah, right.
And so they're pressured by the higher-ups. Yeah. Go find something to spend it on.
And they do, and they buy stuff they don't need.
I told you.
Well, it's because they have line items, so it's like if you have, this is how it works at my mom's school, maybe they've budgeted for 35 kickballs. You have enough kickballs, but you could use some new books. You need some Diary of Anne Frank's, but you don't have the money for those, so you have to buy the 35 kickballs. It makes no sense at all, and the teachers need to be able to control what they buy.
I told you about my buddy that's working on the project where they're building out this facility. I can't say what it is. And the facility will be torn down and rebuilt again in 6 months because at that point the equipment will have been deemed outdated, but yet they still have to build the facility to be able to get the money again. So right now they're building a $12 million facility. So no huge, huge money, but still ridiculous.
All right, so
And then it'll be torn down in 6 months and rebuilt again.
The point of our conversation for you at this point, and the point of the point, is that Poroshenko is here looking for economic and military aid, and we're giving the extra military hardware. There's three hand grenade launchers at the L.A. high school, one of the L.A. high schools, because the L.A. police school police force was given a grenade launcher. I'm sure they could use it more to their benefit in Ukraine than they can use it in Los Angeles at the schools.
Why don't they send it down to San Diego and put it on the border?
Put it at the
border.
Exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, Poroshenko is going to address a joint session of Congress. There's just no common sense whatsoever. None of us are geniuses here, but we can think about stuff longer than 3 or 4 minutes and come up with, hey, that doesn't make any sense. Let's try it over here.
It's greed and money. Money has gotten into the politics.
And you get into it, and to go back to the hearing yesterday, the hearing of the Committee on Veterans Affairs in the House. And these people from Phoenix who lie through their teeth, covering up their mistakes and trying to save the jobs of their pals. And a couple of people, the whistleblowers, the doctors who were working there, man, they made them all look like fools. These people are guilty of negligent homicide and should be in jail, for God's sakes, instead of still getting paid by you and me. That's a huge huge problem. Again, the news media is not focused on it at all, really. And so it just keeps going on. You know, look at this stuff. People will forget about it. How many stories did it happen in the last month that we sort of stopped talking about? Right? But yet, man, there isn't a day go by we don't talk about what's going on in the NFL. That's important.
NFL is the main story.
Well, for now.
And my favorite example of this was the Sharks. Remember when there were a few shark attacks in, I guess it was Florida, I don't know, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
everybody was going to die.
For a month, that's all we saw on the news was sharks seen off the coast of this and sharks seen off the coast of that.
Right.
And that was it was shark scare week. It was shark week for a month on the news. Yeah.
All right, let me bring you around to thinking about mathematics, simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb, I'm guessing that means you have less hair on your head. How's that for math? Think I got to figure it out? If your hair is providing you with and this happens with all of us, you're brushing your hair, the hair comes out, that's the normal thing. But it's got to grow back again if you want to continue to have a nice full head of hair. And that isn't what happens because many of you, sadly, if you didn't know any better, it's not about blame, but when you buy cheap shampoo, it plugs the pores. There's something about what's in the chemical makeup of that composite. The stuff that's in there is plugging the pores on your scalp. So that keeps the replacement hair from growing. I mean, all of this makes perfect sense when you think it through. Plug up the pores, the hair that's under your scalp can't get through. The hair comes out all the time, like all the skin. I was cleaning. Meredith is a great clean. This house is so clean in comparison to the way it used to be, and I used to think I kept it fairly clean. But she's a nutcake for this stuff. And so, as we look around last night, the fan that we use in the bedroom, it's one of those cleansing air fans, kind of, I don't know what they call it.
A purifier?
Anyway. Yeah, right. And so I took it apart. You would not have believed.
Oh, it's gross.
The gunk and the grossness. And all of this, by the way, is your hair and your skin. That's what this stuff, whenever you see dust in your house, it's all from you, pal. It's coming at your body, kicking off the stuff that it doesn't want.
If you've ever had your vents cleaned. If you've never had your vents cleaned, oh, my God.
Well, that's what we just did that, too. She's having that done. So, anyway, the point is that your hair, as it comes out, isn't going to be replaced if the facility for getting the hair follicles back through your scalp is plugged up. So, simply put, Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia, will bring back your wispy hairs blowing in the wind. Say hello to fuller, healthier hair by calling 800-525-8319. This is the all-natural approach. It works or your money back. Pretty simple, straightforward. 800-525-8319. I think most of you get the concept. Most of you understand the explanation. And you look in the mirror and say, hey, why don't I try this? It makes a lot of sense to me. And it will. And it will work. Or you get your money back. That's it. Provia. Cleanse your pores. Get the hair to grow back again. Enjoy the hair. 800-525-8319.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Oh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Wonder Time, a good day. I can remember playing a song by an artist that only had one hit. It's our one hit wonder contest every day at this time. Play a song. See, this is from this week in 1983 called She Blinded Me with Science.
Science.
From the British artist and producer who comes from a family. This guy's father is an internationally distinguished professor of classical Greek art at Oxford. Sang in a choir at the age of 10. Other than that, he didn't have any formal music training. He was inspired by jazz greats like Oscar Peterson, Dave Brubeck, Bill Evans, Thelonious Monk. In the mid-70s, he got his hands on a synthesizer kit and built it. And after that, there seemed to be no turning back for this young fellow then. No other single hits for this chap, but he's become quite successful as a technology entrepreneur in Silicon Valley. He is a musical director for the TED conferences, professor of the arts at Johns Hopkins University, a learned fellow. You can't tell that by listening to this, though. What a bunch of gobbledygook this is. Crank it up.
Good.
So 80s.
Science. So you're going to get, when you call 888-302-DOUG, a chance to identify this singer. And with that, when you win, comes a CD full of one-hit wonders, one-hit artists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it doesn't mean when you're hearing these things here they didn't have some success elsewhere. We're just talking about one-hit wonders in the United States because that's kind of what you're all about, right? What do you think, Richie? You had enough of this?
I'm reading the wiki page. No, I like this song.
Really?
I'm reading the wiki page about the song structure.
Yeah.
Plays a part.
upon a colloquial British expression, to blind someone with science, meaning to deliberately confuse someone by giving them the impression of highly complex knowledge. I just find it funny that somebody, we got a one-hit wonder that's got a wiki page where they break down the song structure.
Right.
The song features interjections by a British scientist and TV presenter, Magnus Pike.
Magnus Pike.
He's the one who keeps yelling, science!
Poetry in motion.
Guess who produced this song?
I give up, Richie.
Mutt Lange.
Shania's husband.
Ex-husband who was a Zeppelin producer and all kinds of great classic rock albums.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this. Who is this person, and what's the story behind
this?
The
song's pretty stupid.
Story? It is a stupid song.
I'm going to give you that. That's
stupid,
pretty stupid,
but I like it.
All right, here's the, well, you're only one of a large group of people, Richie. Renee is in, is it Marouge, Louisiana?
That's correct.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
That's good. Are you a child of the 80s?
I am. Well, I was a teenager in the 80s, yeah.
No, you'd be a child of the 80s. All right, so are you a dancer, or were you a dancer then? Did you like going out to dance?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. You sound very funny. Yeah, you. There's a lilting tone to your voice there.
I
that
like
may,
it.
Sort of, oh, but it doesn't go on with me anymore. So you got
Party
14
time.
Kids. Right, exactly. All right, so Renee, who is this person that's singing She Blinded Me with Science?
I believe it's Tom Colby.
Tom, it's Tom Dolby. It's
Thomas Dolby.
Right. Only off by one consonant. Thomas Dolby. She Blinded Me with Science. Nets Renee with a CD that'll be very cool.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people contact me saying, Warren, I would love to have a dog or a cat, but I have allergies. Are there some breeds of dogs and cats that are less allergic than others? And the answer is absolutely. Breeds, for example, like poodles, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, American water spaniels are some of the breeds that are less allergenic. And the reason is they don't have fur. They have hair like we do. And that's why you have to take poodles and some of these other dogs to be groomed, because the hair continually grows rather than falling out. But if you would like to have a dog and you do have allergies, there are things you can do. Have someone vacuum your home on a regular basis. Have someone take a washcloth and rub it against the cat or the dog's coat every single day. If you're really into it and you really want to make sure it works, try to find a location to live that doesn't have carpeting. Wood floors and tile are a lot easier. And it really is important to make sure that your dog or cat is on a good skin and coat condition, good supplementation to keep that dander and that dry skin in check. You can't have pets and allergies at the same time. I'll more next time.
Table for one?
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are, so you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars. Or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and we're going to be joined by Carrie Stewart Parks in a few minutes. She's an author. The book's called A Cry from the Dust. It is. She's an FBI-trained forensic artist, and this is an overview of forensic policy and how it is applied. And because Jack the Ripper. Well, the identity of Jack the Ripper. That case has been solved. It reminds me of the end of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. I'm dating myself. King was his dog. And at the end of each show, he looked at the dog. King, this case is closed. So we'll find out how they closed the case in a matter of moments. Jennifer has her television report in a few moments. Meantime, the Senate and Congress say it's okay to arm and train Syrian rebels. It was a 273 to 156 vote, crossed party lines. It was an unusual display of bipartisanship because there apparently is a consensus here that we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. So now the next turn here is that the Senate is scheduled to vote today on another request for more aid. This one is the essence of this, anyway, is to have more troops on the ground. Now, this is something that's becoming pretty controversial. whether or not we ought to put troops on the ground. I wonder, Kenny, if you have any comments for the Facebook addresses, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Do people have strong feelings about actually sending our American troops over there? More Americans, by the way, disapproving of the president's handling of terrorism than approve of it, according to a New York Times poll out today. So whether that factors into this or not.
People think that bombing them from 3 miles up will do some good, but that training Syrian moderate troops who you have no idea who they are, who you're giving your weapons to.
Such a bad idea.
Is just going to be, so then.
It's a waste of money. We might as well throw that money into a hole.
So the reality of troops on the ground is what comes up next, and, whether we want to get it. I don't think we have a choice, but,
I know.
Nobody wants to.
Well, because that latest report said that now, and maybe this is all fear, but they're saying that one of the targets of ISIS is to just find military personnel, people's homes, randomly on the Internet, and invade their homes and behead military soldiers here on our soil in America. I'm sorry, if you've even got chatter going on about something like that, you got to do something. You can't ignore it, and you can't arm people that we don't know who they are and what they're fighting for. It's just ridiculous.
Let me tell you something. If it ever gets to the point where that is even attempted in this country,
people will go nuts.
It will be crazy. It will be like World War II in Japanese internment camps, and people will be going nuts, and they will be wrangling up anybody who they think is even a threat and throwing them in some big town camp type thing. It'll be crazy.
The whole thing is crazy. It is crazy to begin with. Let's talk about something that is not crazy. The situation in your world, the health and well-being of your body, and whether or not you think that you can't do anything. How many times do you hear people say, I'm just getting old and my body's falling apart? Wrong, wrong, wrong. I, if you don't mind me saying so, am a perfect example of how that is not true because I have not accepted it. I will not accept it. I will not go down that street, that path, where people say, I'm getting old and I got to expect to have pains in my hip and my joints. That's what makes you old, is thinking that way. So maybe you got a few pains. Maybe you got a few aches. Here's the way to fix it. Let's fix the problem. Not just go along to get along. That's foolishness. Listen to what I have to say about Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors who actually have a clue about homeopathic medicine. They understand how your body works, understand how you have to feed your body with products that will enhance your body, not put chemicals in your body, but put things that are a part of your body, like fish oil. And I can say, I'm not a fish. I don't have fish oil in my body. That's not what I'm saying. It's a natural way of you dealing with the pain. What happens in your joints is that the bones get together, sacs get tired as you get older, and they lose the ability they have to cushion. If you're running, or maybe even you fall down, whatever it is, you don't have as much cushion as you get older. That's true. But if you're taking a really good quality, and I mean good quality omega-3, and that's what Omax 3 Ultra Pure is, it is the best, the best, the best, the best when it comes to this kind of an oil. And you get that in your system, and it helps build back up that cushion that you have around your knees, your ankles, your shoulders, wherever it is. You remember I talked about separating my shoulder earlier in the year. I think it was at the end of May when I fell off the truck, and it's taken me a long time to sort of get back all of my the movement of my arm. Now, I'm moving my arm. If this were a television show, you can see how I'm moving. Everything is back to normal. When I started taking Omax 3 about 3-4 weeks ago, when did we start, Richie, with this? 3-4 weeks
ago? Yeah, it's been almost a month.
Okay. I noticed almost immediately how my range of motion was a little bit better, but more importantly, I didn't have the pain that I was getting. I could move my shoulder around, but it hurt. Now it doesn't. So see if that works for you. All right, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Call this number now and get yourself in for a free 30-day supply. I didn't have to tell you all that other stuff. I should just said, okay, it's free. Call 800-316-3316. 800-316-7918. That's 800-316-7918. Or you can go online to Doug for the word Doug, D-O-U-G, for the number, OMAX, OMAX3.com. Doug for OMAX3.com. We have to translate that. Doug is talking for, about, OMAX3. Got it? Or call this number now. Get your free 30-day supply. You cover the cost of shipping and handling. That's it. 800-316-7918. You'll feel better for having made this call. 800-316-7918.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is yeah, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
Yeah, Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible. Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says, Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got to saving money with Geico Park, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Want to slow down the effects of aging? A new article in the Journal of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons suggests that being physically active may significantly improve your overall health, especially the health of your bones and joints, and can even minimize or delay the effects of aging. Dr. Brian Vopot, an orthopedic surgeon in Providence, Rhode Island, explains.
We're seeing an increasing amount of evidence that physical activity can help slow down the age-related decline in our musculoskeletal system. A lot of the deterioration we're seeing with aging can be attributed to a more sedentary lifestyle instead of aging itself. For those age 65 and older, it's critically important that combined exercise regimens of resistance, endurance, flexibility, and balance training be individualized according to their level of conditioning and ability. The exercises must be instituted gradually and safely, particularly for seniors and previously underactive adults.
To learn more, visit anationinmotion.org. That's anationinmotion.org.
17 and a half for the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Kerry Stewart Parks is the author of A Cry from the Dust. He's award-winning, known FBI-trained forensic artist known around the world, teaches forensic art courses to law enforcement professionals, is the author of numerous books on drawing, the illustrator as well. She started writing fiction because she had breast cancer and decided that this would be a good way for her to deal with her problem. She encourages other women to struggle with cancer. I think that's an important consideration. But why the conversation now with Kerry Stewart Parks is the fact that Jack the Ripper has been identified. The guy's name is Aaron Kosminski, a Polish immigrant and a barber. He was identified last week. And so I guess the question here is, as we underscore all this forensic stuff, is this like one of those cold cases, Kerry, that there was a television show about cold cases and there always is a focus on these murder shows with cold cases here and there. Is it as simple as that?
Well, it definitely is about the coldest kind of case you can possibly come
up
with.
Right, yeah, certainly. We're back to the 1860s, right? It was the 1880s, somewhere in there?
1888.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually look at the case a little bit closer, it starts to fall apart. Let's go back and just reconstruct the scene. On Sunday, the 30th of September of 1888, at about 1:40 in the morning, the police find the body of Catherine Eddowes. And she's been brutally murdered by what they know to be the Jack the Ripper. They immediately start looking for him, and they immediately start
trying to get everything pulled together. And they did a lot of work right there as far as gathering up all these pieces of evidence that were sitting there. Now, what Russell Edwards says happened is that there was a shawl lying there, and this shawl was picked up by a police officer named Amos Simpson, and he asked if he could keep it for his wife because she was a dressmaker. So he took it home, and the family's had it ever since. They eventually donated it to Scotland Yard, who didn't really want it, so they took it back and put it at auction. And Russell Edwards purchased it. Now, what was around Catherine Eddowes were such things as two calico pockets, two clay pipes, six pieces of soap, some buttons. So these are her possessions. This scarf is over 6 feet in length and 2 feet wide, and it's made of pure silk. Now, we know that this is not Catherine Eddowes' scarf. It can't be, because she's a prostitute. She could barely eat. So they know that if there is this piece of scarf or this scarf lying next to her, that it has to belong to the Ripper. Can't be anything else. It supposedly has her blood on it. So they've got right there a huge piece of forensic evidence. And one of the officers says, "Hey, that's really pretty. Can I take it home for my wife?" And they go, "Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead. We don't need it. It's the only piece of evidence we have, but go ahead and take it." So right there, we've got a problem. The two inspectors that showed up, Inspector Edward Collard from Bishopsgate Police Department, ordered an immediate door-to-door search, and Superintendent James McWilliams ordered the streets to be searched. So they're looking everywhere for this guy, but they're going to let one of their officers take this silk scarf. So the first problem is I don't believe that that's the scarf that was there. That just doesn't fit, doesn't match. The second thing we have to look at is that Russell Edwards himself, what he did is he supposedly bought the scarf in 2007, and he decided to have the blood stains checked out. So he looked around, and he found descendants of Catherine Eddowes and of Aaron Kosminski through the maternal line. So he was going to try for mitochondrial DNA. So he found them. He himself took the swabs. He gathered the DNA. So he has in his possession the scarf and the DNA. He takes both pieces to an expert, lecturer of molecular biology in Liverpool, and says, "You want to compare these two? And guess what? It's 100% perfect match." I'm just not buying it. I think what we have here is a brilliant book launch.
Brilliant what?
Book launch.
Brilliant book launch.
Really? So you don't think that he found Jack the Ripper at all? You just think he's promoting his book?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some food for thought. Carrie, thank you. Carrie Stewart Parks with a theory about whether Jack the Ripper's case has actually been solved or not. Apparently with her, not so fast. Jennifer, back in a few seconds with the television report on Good Day.
Table for one?
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are, so you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing out.
All right, now 50, well, not 50, it's 49 half the hour. Jennifer,
yes.
There's a strong possibility Showtime will be available without a pay TV subscription. Why is that good news?
Well, I think it's interesting news about the shape of TV. CBS and Les Moonves have made it clear over the last few weeks that they're looking at new ways to offer Showtime to people. There's a really strong possibility that Showtime will be offered directly to consumers over the Internet, possibly with this CBS package as well. Overseas, the company is considering making an offer like that with HBO. They did HBO Nordic. Asked how it might be offered, Les Moonves said it could be an online service, but he added that there's ways of going direct to consumer in different packages. What this means is a la carte programming. So instead of buying a package with 700 channels that maybe you don't watch, maybe you buy a channel package with 25 channels that you do. Speaking of HBO, Tom Hanks has had a really successful track record with the network, with Band of Brothers and The Pacific, among other productions. He has another project in development. This one is a miniseries called Factory Man, and it's based on the story of a furniture maker that battled to push to move jobs overseas.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a new video from MTV kicking off a new online show that will actually show music videos again.
What? Yeah. No.
Yes, check the video of the day out. Old MTV lovers, check out our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Money Pit Time on Good Day, and to underscore how important our relationship is. That is the relationship to the Good Day program and the Money Pit. Tom Kreitler himself personally, who's the co-host of the program with Leslie Segretti. He didn't say it. Leslie said that if it weren't for this program, the Money Pit would be a bust.
She'd have to get a real job?
I'm not talking about her on the Money Pit. I'm saying she said to me that if it wasn't for your appearances on the Good Day program,
oh, I see.
The Money Pit would not exist.
We would cease to exist.
It would cease to exist.
That's quite the other theory. If it weren't for Leslie Segretti, all of it would be a bust.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she makes it all happen.
Okay, absolutely. Well, that's not a bad theory. I like that. Anyway, we're going to try to make your home better here in a moment. A couple of different references to a few different items of interest from people who are listening to the program. So to improve your home, dial this number. That's in them. The Home Depot, in the toilet at the Home Depot, to improve your home. You got to think about that for a minute, Tom. In a moment, Tom helps us out here on Good Day.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars. Or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make roar happen.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TACC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, happy to have Tom Kreitler with us every week at this time to talk about how you can improve your home. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougSteffen.com focuses on where your children do their homework, because Tom has written on his website and blog that homework, the better your home office is organized, perhaps the better your children's chances of doing their homework. They need to be in an organized atmosphere. So, and the question here is, where do your children do their homework? A, at the kitchen table. B, in front of the TV. C, in their rooms. D, they finish it at school. If they tell you that, they're not telling you the truth. E, other. F, I don't know. Well, in my case, I did mine in my room. I was not allowed to watch television, and I wasn't allowed to do it with anybody else around that might be able to help me, like my two sisters. So that was my experience. Tommy, what was yours?
We always did it at the kitchen table.
Did you?
So we were always there, so with Mom looking over. And, of course, yep. It was nice having Mom just a shout away. We had a question or an issue.
Well, and she'd help you do it.
And she would, yeah. I think defining the space is important, because it sets the tone. You know that when you're sitting at the kitchen table, or if you're in the home office, or if you're sitting at your desk in your room, that's what you should be doing, is doing just the homework. When you give kids the flexibility to kind of do it wherever they feel like it, mm-hmm. they're going to park in front of the TV or,
right.
you know,
yeah.
somewhere else.
Can't let them do that. No.
You got to really limit the distractions. I mean, that's the whole battle today with kids, isn't it? It's limiting the distractions, and they're more than ever, especially with
Absolutely.
The phones and the social media and everything else. They're constantly yeah. tugging away.
Wild stuff. Okay, so check it out and take our poll, as you normally do every day, at DougSteffen.com. One of our listeners named Nick wrote to Tom and asked, he explains the situation. He'd like to add some surrounds to the front door. I don't. What is a surround? Is that a frame around the door?
Trim. Yeah, the trim. The extent. Okay. And there's a lot of ways to do that without tearing out your siding. You know, you have companies like Fipon and companies like that make these synthetic products that look pretty darn good. You know, they look like mm-hmm. sort of the surrounds of yesteryear, but they can attach on top of the siding. Now, is it going to be, you know, architecturally perfect in terms of the way it would have been done back in the day? No, but you don't have to tear your siding off to do it. So you can get that look and that impact without spending a lot of money, without taking apart all the siding around the door and risking leaks and things like that. Because it's hard mm-hmm. to take siding apart and put it back together in such a way that it doesn't show up as a leak. But I would look at all of the synthetic opportunities to put those types of decor pieces around your doors and windows.
Fanny says, the bathtub in my daughter's bathroom drains very slowly. I used Drano, but it didn't help. What's the problem?
And she also mentioned there's a gurgling sound.
Oh, yes,
you're
yeah.
gurgling, that means you're not getting enough air in those drains. And so this is clogged. It needs to mechanically snake. And if you've got right. a daughter, it's probably hair, right?
That's it, exactly.
Hair and soap.
Yep. So, yeah, it was really gross sometimes you get in there and take that stuff apart. Tom Kreitler, check out MoneyPit.com, the Home Improvement Radio program everybody should be listening to.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.